Ah, man. That was my keys. Why does the studio lock on the outside? Trevor? Engineer Trevor, are you there? Engineer Trevor.
Hey, Drunk, I thought you got our stuff. We're all looking from home today. I'm on Zoom in the booth.
You're what?
I'm on Zoom in the booth.
Okay, can you come unlock the door?
No, man, I need to go city for the weekend. I'm on Zoom in the booth.
Why aren't you here?
Well, you gotta show reason because everyone's getting sick. So we're all doing it from home today.
I approve this?
Yeah, we said it the other day.
Okay. I guess I gotta call a locksmith then. Alright, hold on.
Hello? Is the locksmith?
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, I need to get my place unlocked.
Yeah, where do you live?
Yeah, it's...
Okay, well...
Okay, yeah, I'm locked inside. It's a weird situation.
Okay, so we'll be there in 45 minutes.
All right, I'll be waiting.
Okay.
Are we recording? Trevor, what the heck?
We can put it on auto-record for when we got something to do, so I might be able to edit it. This is easier because we're working from home.
Alright. I guess since we've already started the episode, let's hit the theme song?
Podcasts, The Final Frontier. These are the talk shows of the Half Quarter Past Late Night Night podcast. Its continuing mission, to talk to strange new people, to talk about personal lives and situations, to boldly cast where no man has podcast before.
Great show for you tonight, folks. We've got a pickup artist and a grandmother, and I guess a locksmith later, who knows. We've also got a couple of a beatboxing rap Australian duo. We'll check them out before we go on commercial break, but as for now, I think we might need to read the lines. So a Formula One racer, Pierre Gasly, is now set to drive for Alpine Racing. Well, I guess if Alpine wants a good Pokemon team, they need to start with Gasly. New legislation has made it to Congress's desk, instating a 2-hour daylight savings time change. Now this will eliminate the change during the year, so we only have to change it once, but it's going to be 2 hours back. So starting next fall, set your clocks back double time. Halloween and voting came and went, so I hope you weren't scared by the results. And a new tequila is entering the market, sponsored by notorious celebrity Andy Dick. This new Andy Tequila will have you out in two shots or less. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think we should welcome our Australian beatboxing rapping duo from Brisbane. It's time for the Brisbane Boys. Yo, 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 I'm glad to be here with Brian. And here's my friend, he's a giant. My buddy, he doesn't talk, but he can beatbox like a rock. It's time for you and me to see what we can do. I'm sitting here rapping. I could be napping away on my troubles and sorrows, spits and swallows. The rhymes coming out of my mouth. Get ready, we're about to go south down under. Yeah, that's where we're from. Beat so good, we're gonna go keep coming to the show, coming to the movies, come and get blow. My mate and I go around the world making all the groupies. Hell yeah, we getting girls. Yeah, on late night, night, wait, night, night, half quarter past late night, night talk show with me, my best bro. Get ready for the feels, he's getting that real, just give it up, yeah, yeah, give it up. Mic drop, motherfuckers. Oh my goodness, that was just wonderful. Let's give it another round for the Brisbane Boys. Yeah, I love that rapping music, guys. And, hold on, I'm getting a call. Hello?
Is this Logsmith?
Are you close?
I'll be there in 30 minutes.
30? Any chance you can get here sooner?
I tried, no guarantee.
Well, folks, we're gonna throw to a commercial and try to wait out the locksmith so we can get out of here. Thank you once again to the Brisbane Boys. Let's go to commercial.
You've seen my billboards. I fight for you. Injuries? I got you. Suing somebody? I got you. Grandma need a cap a bitch? I got you. Piranha Law? We bite hard. Call us. We run the area. Results may vary. May not win every case. Free consultation is not free. If you exceed 15 minutes, you'll be charged a standard fee of $657 per hour. Data rates may apply.
Hi. I'm Helvetica Oceana Esquire. You may remember me from being the cousin of Ariel, the Little Mermaid, or from my several podcast appearances promoting both my law firm and my personal life and my reality show. I'm here to promote my law firm. So, have you been injured in traffic or the ocean? Call me. Just pick up any conch shell and yell 555555555. And to get in contact with me, Helvetica is the lawyer for you. Call now to hear discounts. Not applicable to sea witches.
Okay, we are back, folks. We are here with a self-proclaimed ladies man, Jeremy St. James. Jeremy.
Yeah, that's right, Brian. I'm a self-proclaimed fuck boy. You know what I'm saying?
Not really, but our management really doesn't like us to curse in the show.
Well, you know what, Brian? I don't care, because I am a fuckboy.
Okay, you don't have to keep saying it. What is a fuckboy?
Fuckboy. Two C's, an I instead of a Y. You hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Jeremy, but...
No, I am JSJ. You call me J-S-J. No one calls me Jeremy except for my ma.
Okay, J-S-J, how does being a fuckboy affect you?
Well, Brian, let me tell you what. I get chicks. All the time. You name it. Tenders, breasts, legs, thighs, wings, beaks, chicks. I get them. I get what they're thinking. I get them.
Okay. Are you talking about chickens?
No, I'm talking about gals. And, the ladies.
So, you're intimate with a lot of people. How do they feel about your lifestyle?
I don't give them my number. I don't let them know where I am. It's one and done, baby. One and done.
Okay. Is it a lot?
How many do you need to go to the doctor? How many for day, year, month? It's a private life, Brian. I don't want to brag, but I do well for myself. I've been a fuckboy for a decade, man, and I ain't sick of it. In fact, I'm the original fuckboy.
Original? What does that mean?
It means I was defoiced.
How old are you?
37.
And you're still doing this?
Ain't no limit, Bray. Ain't no limit.
And you're sure you're the first one?
Yeah, I'm the OGB.
Okay. Does your mother know you're doing this?
My ma, don't you talk about my ma, Brian. You already got me locked inside with you, and you want to talk about my ma?
I didn't mean it like that. I'm just telling you, I'm not mad at you, JSJ.
You're not mad at me?
No, I'm not mad at you, but I'm just disappointed in you.
You're disappointed in me?
Not only am I disappointed in you, I'm about to disappoint our listeners by throwing the commercial. Can you stick around, please, for our next guest? And I'm sorry we have to go to a commercial. The locksmith just still isn't heckin' here, and it's a little irritating. So I might call him during this commercial and see what's going on. So can you stick around?
I guess I'll stick around. You talk about my mouth one more time, I'm going to bust my way out of here.
All right. Commercials.
Hola, amigos. ¿Tiene incidente? Estoy aquí para ti. Pero no tienes dinero? Llámame. Policías, acosantante? Llámame. Accidente hicimos abogado para ti. Llama ahora. Se pueden aplicar restricciones. Para ti, llámame por accidentes.
Hi, folks. Lawyer commercials. Am I right? Well, do I have a product for you? Tired of seeing lawyer faces on park benches, bus stops, late night TV, daytime TV, and late night podcasts? Well, do I have a product for you? Introducing Lawyer Away. Pay for my subscription service. You can feel free knowing no lawyer will solicit you with unwanted commercials. Got it. Hi, folks. Are you tired of lawyer commercials? They're annoying, am I right? Well, do I have a product for you? Tired of seeing lawyer faces on park benches, bus stops, daytime TV, and late night podcasts? Well, do I have the product for you? Introducing Lawyer Away. Pay for my subscription service, and you can feel free knowing no lawyer will solicit you with unwanted emails advertising their service. Call us now at Law Away. Mail and rebate may apply. It's like getting away with a crime. Call now. Folks, to the Half Quarter Past Late Night Night podcast with Bryant Heatherly. Here with me is fuckboy Jeremy St. James and a grandma. Welcome, Grandma Myrtle and McDoyle?
McDoyle.
Yeah, Myrtle McDoyle.
Hello, Bryant.
Hello, lady. What's it like being a grandparent?
It's wonderful. I love my grandkids and my grandbabies.
Fascinating. I wouldn't know myself.
What?
How many grandkids do you have?
I have 47 grandkids.
That's quite a few. How do you keep track of them?
I have a system. I have the boys are Clyde, and all the girls are Bonnie.
Okay, yeah, I've got a similar system myself. I'm familiar. Myrtle McDoyle, why does your name sound so familiar?
Well, Brian, I'm your great-granddaughter.
That's impossible for several reasons. So, I'm just going to chalk it up to old age.
No, Brian. I'm your great-great-granddaughter.
Well, says you.
Yeah, says me.
Do we have to take a paternity test on air?
Yes, I brought one right here.
Okay, Jordy, bring in the test. Thank you. Okay, we're going to take this test. We ready? Bryant, you are the great-grandpa! Gosh dang it. Okay. Well, fantastic. I guess I'm a grandparent, you guys.
Yeah, you're my great-grandpa.
Okay, so in that case, we have to play the best game in the world. So, the locksmith still ain't here, so we had to play a bunch of commercials today, so we might as well play Yes, No, Maybe, Maybe Not. All right, let's go. Theme song. First question. How do you feel about locksmiths? Go.
Well, dearie, I don't like locksmiths.
All right, point for grandma, granddaughter. All right, you, SJJ, SJ.
It's SJS. And you know what? I wanted to be a locksmith at some point in time, but, you know, you gotta buy the equipment first, so I don't like him either. No from me, too.
Okay, that's two no's. Seems to be a good consensus. So, let's see. If a lawyer offered you a desert island or a dessert island, which would you choose?
Oh, dear, my diabetes, I can't have dessert. No.
Okay, that's another no from Grandma Granddaughter Mabel Grable Myrtle McDoyle. SJS.
Well, you know what? I'm just I want dessert all the time, and I can have my just desserts.
Okay. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Well, speaking of take, I haven't seen Liam Neeson in ages. What do you think he's up to?
Who? Yeah, who?
And that's the game, everybody. It's been Yes, No, Maybe, Maybe Not with the Half Quarter Past Late Night Night Podcast with Brian Heatherly. Thank our guests. Myrtle McDoyle, my great-granddaughter, who has a great-granddaughter herself. And Justin St. James, the original fuckboy.
Can we leave now?
That is our show. Thank you for joining us, but the locksmith isn't here yet.
When will that be?
Any minute now.
3 hours later. Let me out of here. I want to. I will burn the studio down. Only if you burn me with it.
I will ruin your future and rest in pasta meat.
Locksmith here.
You closed the door.
Oop. Well, tick tock on clock. I got to break it, drill it through.
No, can't you just like jimmy it or something?
No, I have to break this strong block.
No, too late.
Trust me, it's better. I can install a new door for you.
No.
Good deal on lock.
No! Gee. No! Get me out of here!
Okay. That'll be $873. Cash only.
Jesus! Fine. Here.
And that was my captive cast bolting for the door. We'll catch you next time on the Half Quarter Past Late Night podcast with Brian Heatherly. Maybe. We'll see.